to gently close your eyes. Place your feet flat on the floor, spine straight. And let's take in three deep cleansing breaths together. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. Once again, deeply in and slowly out. Maintain your rhythmic breathing and let us acknowledge the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit, active in our lives and affairs, our nation, and our world. And we decree our oneness with this power, for we each have been made in the image and likeness of God. We are all God's children, all heirs to God's kingdom. Take another deep breath in and exhale. Allow yourself to be totally supported by the seat you're sitting in. Relax your neck and shoulders. And know that this is your time of communion. And yes, you are holy, holy, holy. You are whole. Holy Spirit, we do give thanks for this time in worship, this time in communion, and this time in remembering our sister Sharon Bachman. We hold and keep her in the light as she makes her journey home, where she will still be singing. And we lift our thoughts to a brighter future for our world. We feel it in our hearts and in our minds, as we know that is where we are supposed to be. We ask you to bless this congregation. We ask you to bless all that we do, all that we say, and all that we are. I invite you now to join me in that journey to the secret place of the Most High. Our place in consciousness where love, peace, joy, and faith abide. These wonderful gifts that the Holy Spirit has placed within our hearts and our minds. So we make our way to that door, and before we enter in, we know that we must become empty in order to provide space for all those gifts that Spirit has for us. So if there is mental and emotional baggage that you are carrying around, if there is physical baggage that you are carrying around that is not serving you, use these moments to allow them to pass away. Let them all go. And let us go into this secret place together. We take a seat, and as we do, we feel the love and light of God surround us, go through us and out into our world. We feel burdens lifted. Our hearts are filled with life. Our hearts are filled with courage. For the next few moments, we'll be in the silence with just the sound of the piano. Use this time to pray, to receive answers to your prayers, and to be still. do thank you, precious Spirit, that you have heard our prayers and you have answered them as you always do. We ask and give thanks that you do order our steps this coming week, that you guide our thoughts, that you guide our words, and you guide our steps. For all these wonderful gifts that we are so freely given, we say thank you in the name and nature of our older brother and way-shower, Jesus the Christ. And so it is. Amen.